some of the lachas of Ribis. The great introduction of the first two days. Give an introduction to the world of the halachas of Ribis, and we'll talk about some practical cases. It's a long diving race. We'll just talk briefly today. The issue of Ribis is a lav and tired. It applies both to the one who lends the money. It applies both to the one who borrows the money. It applies to the person who facilitates it. If a lawyer draws up a document which is Ribis, he's already in a severe ISA. If the secretary types it, a document which is obtained for Ribis, he's already in a lav der ISA. Adam signed on such an document, they're already in a severe ISA. It's not only applied to money, it's a very common dick ISA. The Gemara says the person who does the ISA of Ribis, he's still a kaifer belakay, so he's denying Hashem and he's denying Yisrael Mitzrayim. He does not get up for Tzias and Mason. It's a very common dicky Yisr. The person has to be very careful with this Yisr. It applies even if you do not pay the Ribbis. Drawing up a document for Ribbis, making a condition of Ribbis is an Yisr der Isa, even if you never paid the loan. That says, if I borrow the money for the next 2 weeks, no interest charge. After 2 weeks, I have to pay interest. And I plan to pay within the 2 weeks. And I pay within the 2 weeks. And wherever this is the right of making an arrangement of Ribbis. So the Issa of Ribbis is seemingly to be much more complicated than is possible. So we'll talk about tomorrow the different types of Ribbis, what's the right, what's the Rabbanon, and we'll talk about after that some practical examples. Have a meaningful fast.